There's a heart to start us off. Take on me here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that on this Tuesday, 6th of August. Good morning to you.
Good morning, everybody. How's things? Hope you had a good long weekend. There you go. Jeez, yeah. Your man's howling in the background. He's raging. It's Tuesday morning. Raging.
Tuesday morning, yeah. Short week, of course, after the bank holiday. Hopefully it was a good one for you. You were a busy boy, by all accounts, yeah?
It was plenty busy, yeah. There was a lot going on, that's for sure, yeah.
People keeping you occupied on the waves. And yeah. It wasn't the radio waves this time.
No, there wasn't even that many waves. It was just, lots of tides catching people out this weekend, yeah. There's a lot going on, that's for sure. Jesus, it was busy, yeah.
Hopefully, whatever you did, hopefully you had an enjoyable one, good crack and all that sort of stuff. Well, that was, I suppose, depends on where you were. It was a sort of a mixed bag in some places. Sometimes it was glorious.
God, I saw nothing but sunshine all.
Did you not see any of the showers, no?
No, not at all. Sunshine all the time.
You must have had a giant. To be honest with you, there wasn't that much of it, really. They were sort of light and passing in the odd when they arrived. There wasn't that many of them, I suppose.
Well, yeah, thankfully I saw nothing or none of it.
Good stuff.
It's good.
Right, morning to Amanda. Amanda, who's checking in with her ever-reliable friend, Sciatica.
Hello, Sciatica.
Hello, Sciatica,
my old friend. You've come to torture me again.
I think that's Amanda's tune, all right?
Yeah.
Anyway, Amanda, it's good to have you along. Sciatica, we could take or leave, but it's good to have you along. Right, who else? Jay is on his way to Rotterdam. It could be Rotterdam or anywhere.
Liverpool or Rome.
But I think it is Rotterdam. He's on his way.
But that's a shame.
That was a shame. Jay in Cork is driving to Rotterdam, looking forward to the company. How far will we get now to Rotterdam, would you say, with him?
Say about half a mile off them.
Half a mile outside Cork.
That's probably something like that, is it?
Quite possibly. Right, English Jean is checking in. Who's this? Katie in Cork. What's Katie in Cork looking for?
Who knows?
She wants us to play somebody called Brian Deedy's.
Brian Deedy's?
Get in my knee. What?
What?
I don't know what the heck is going on.
Brian Diddy's getting me knees.
Getting me knees.
I don't know what that is now.
Casey Fitz and Cork.
I've never heard of Brian Diddy.
I think, would you say Casey's been on the sherry?
Are you sure it's not Puff Diddy in another one of his songs or something? That sounds... I don't get
Brian
that one at all now.
Get in my knees.
Jesus, I don't know it.
Wow. That's... I've no
are you
idea
sure
what's
you
going
were
on
asking
there.
The right... Are you sure it's the right radio station there?
Yeah.
Did you get onto the wrong fellas, mate?
Casey Fitz might be... I don't know. I think she might have been on the sherry.
Looking for Lyric FM or something.
No sleep, PJ and Jim.
Yeah.
Thank God you came on air.
No, I know the feeling of a horrible headache in bed all night last night. Jeepers.
Yeah. I was a bit tossy and turny myself. I didn't sleep a bundle, I have to confess.
Horrible, so it is.
I got me Sunday night sleep of a Monday night.
Oh, yeah.
It was one of them. Margaret checking in. Hope you had a lovely weekend. Big
I did,
change
Margaret,
in the morning since
much.
Last week.
Yes.
She meant both of us, right? You
what?
Selfish sod.
You have to include yourself in everything, don't you?
Definitely needed the light on this morning.
Oh. Yeah, it was dark, black like this morning, yeah.
Yeah.
You can see the turding in it.
Kerry Davis, top of the morning to you boys. And somebody has just watched the After Show last week. Somebody wants to tell you that a friend of theirs paid $120 to get a taxi back from Disneyland to our hotel on an international drive to avoid kids.
What?
Oh, yeah, because remember we were talking about, I think we talked about you taking a private...
Oh, the private
transfer.
Car, yeah.
Private transfer, yeah. Right,
for 50
good stuff.
Quid, yeah.
That was Stephen in Limerick. Morning, man, great weekend away in Kerry. First weekend of the year from Chainsaw Man.
Go on, Chainsaw Man, for his first weekend of the year.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you, but you've missed more than half of it. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but more than half the year is long gone.
English Ian back on to say it's dark and crap.
It is dark and
obviously
crap.
Obviously forgot that from his first text. And somebody had a humjiggler of a weekend.
A humjiggler?
Yeah.
Now, is that good or bad?
From the West.
I've heard of a humdinger, but a humjiggler is a whole new thing for me.
Humjiggler is a whole new kind of...
Maybe that's just what they say down in Wexico land, is it?
Yeah.
Ah, here, did you see when Michael went Davy last
night?
Did
see it, actually.
What a great TV show that was. Unbelievable,
yeah.
Wasn't it? Some man.
A lot of time for Davy Fitz.
Oh, talk about the other fella.
Oh. That's Crystal Waters, Gypsy Woman, here at Classic Hits on this Tuesday, 6th of August. Welcome back after the bank holiday weekend, whatever you got up to. I'm sure for a lot of people, there's probably a lot of people working over the bank holiday weekend. anybody in the old shops and things.
Hey, turn me on, you.
Sorry, I was just...
Yeah. I always know if I open my mouth, my ears don't explode.
Yeah.
Jim's got me turned off.
Yeah, yeah. It's great. It's an amazing power to have. Watch this. So what were you saying there, PJ?
I was just saying... Hey, hold on a minute. I've got a bit of a banger of a headache there, so I'll be talking a lot about myself and hoping that people care this morning. I'm sorry about to say about that now.
What's another day?
Well, exactly. It's just got to be more focused than normal.
Right, okay, well look, the good news is this. There are three birthdays, right?
Three birthdays, right.
So there's only three birthdays, admittedly. But they are three bangers. In fairness, you'll know every single one of them.
Ah, don't be saying that now. You're setting me up for a...
And you'll know them intimately.
Huh?
Well...
I've had a...
No. Well, maybe not that intimately.
I'm just saying, like with all of them.
I'm just saying...
Wow.
You've had cause to kind of, you know... You'll know what I mean as we go.
Right. I guess so.
Here we
First person I've seen this, in the nudes this morning.
Well, to be honest with you, you're not a million miles away from it. Right?
Really?
Because it's this lady's birthday.
Right, and I've got to say, my feet are sinking in the mud. They said, Barbara, if we were looking at your feet, we wouldn't be employing you.
That's right.
And to get that bra off, anyway, they got this old boy with a fishing rod and a hook and stuck it there, you see. And of course, how's that all going? La 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 la. Okay, pull the rod. And every time he did that, I used to fall flat in the mud, didn't I? And Jerry, the director, said, get her up, go on, dust her down. And it went for about 20 takes. Anyway, we finally got it, which was terrific, that.
There you go.
Oh, Barbara Windsor. She was great crack.
She was great crack.
Great crack.
In fairness, that she was actually talking to Kenneth Williams there.
Was she? Yeah.
Yeah, he had a little chat show thing and she was about that famous scene, the caravan park, carry on camping, you know, where they're doing the exercises.
Yeah, and the boing, boing, boing.
Yeah, exactly. And the bra comes shooting off.
Yeah, it comes
Which would have left an indelible mark on a young PJ Gallagher.
Yeah, it would have most definitely done. There's no doubt about it. I hear she's not well these days either, is she? No, she's got Alzheimer's, I think. And I saw an interview with her husband only last week, actually.
Right.
It was a random interview to have on the telly in the gym, actually. And he was chatting, she's not well at all.
That's a shame.
It's an awful shame. Because she's been around for so long. Now she has a bit of a shady past, hanging out with gangsters and everything. Wasn't she great mates with the Krays?
Was she?
Yeah!
But I mean, that whole sort of East End London... thing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, she's the real deal, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's real proper. Oh, you, set fire at you. You give me wrong look again, sat. You know, she's all
and
that.
And then ending up in EastEnders and all that. But she'll always be associated with the carry-on.
Carry-on. And that whole crew. Yeah. I know it's like.
Poor and
you
Sid
look at
James.
It now and it's naff. It is. It's naff. Yeah. But when you were our
and
age.
So politically incorrect.
So politically incorrect. But when you were our age and you were growing up and it was like 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
10 o'clock on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And, you know, just the children's TV, whatever thing, would just be finishing. And then there's Barbara Windsor. Barbara Windsor. Wiggling her ditties.
Yeah,
at
exactly.
half 10. When you're eating your Cocoa Pops.
Big dirty laughs from Sid James.
Sid James. Wah, 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 wah. They're going, this is amazing. Your dad sitting there thinking it was the funniest thing ever.
And all it was, it's just a constant stream of innuendos.
That's all it was.
All the way
and
through.
And all the dialogue.
Brilliant, though.
Nobody spoke for more than 5 words.
I'll tell you something about it.
What? Hey,
get out of here. Well, I'll tell you what I'd like. Love a bit of that.
There was mad dialogue. But great fun.
I can't help thinking they were great movies.
Great fun. I'm going to watch them again. I definitely am.
Right,
Kenneth Williams never said that in about six movies. He just literally went.
Yeah. Or maybe the odd. Matron.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Fantastic.
I got to say, Barbara Windsor is. She's in her 80s.
Yeah, she is.
She's 82.
Yes, she is.
Oh, go on,
See this. Look at this. This could be the perfect hat trick. This could be because. Who will I give you next? Right, I'll tell you what. This one will give you a fighting chance. Robin Van Persie.
Oh, right. Robin Van Persie, yeah.
Never liked
him because he was a gooner, you know that way?
Until he had that one glorious season and won us the.
Yeah.
Won us the Premier League.
He was always a gooner to me.
Oh, really? You never took to
him? No, he was always a gooner.
Even though he basically single-handedly won the Premiership that year.
No, it's like the way Arlene Foster has just signed for Manchester United now.
I saw that photograph.
Yeah, like, you see his
going. It's brilliant.
Oh, it's brilliant. She's a ringer for Harry Maguire.
It's extraordinary.
And see, that's it now. He might be the most expensive transfer of a defender ever, but he's always going to be.
But the perfect photoshopping of that... what do you call it?
The crest onto the...
Yeah.
Ah, it's brilliant. It's a great video. Mike sent it to me last night and I actually laughed out loud sitting in the bed.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
So because straight away the resemblance strikes you. It's incredible.
Jeepers, the head in him, in fairness. He'll tell you, he's unbelievable. Frankenstein Red or something. Like,
who are we talking about? Arlene?
No, Harry Maguire.
Oh, Harry, right.
Yeah. Well, the head in him as well. You know, Arlene, yeah. So there you go, right. I'm going to say, oh, hold on, we're talking about
Robin Van Persie. Right. Yeah, he was a gunner for a long, long time. And he had one great season at United and then one sort of disturbed season. And then he went off to Turkey or somewhere, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, look, I tell you.
Still playing, though. And
he'll always be the leader of the DUP to me. I'm going to say he's 34.
36.
Ah! I didn't hear that, so he's getting on there,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
God, he really is, yeah.
Right, and the last one to finish then was Spice Girl, Jerry Halliwell.
Ah,
Ginger
Jerry Halliwell.
Spice.
The mad one of the gang.
Yeah.
The one who was deluded enough to think she could go solo.
And this is the one, this is an interesting one now because wasn't there always rumours that she lied about her age and all? Pretended to be younger than she really is.
Yeah, she was doing a bit
so
of a
So I don't even know
Judy
if this is necessarily a true one. I might even give you this regardless of what you guess.
Yeah. It doesn't matter now.
Does anybody know Jerry Halliwell's true age?
That's right, Jerry Halliwell. She was freaking out there recently, wasn't she? Because Scary Spice said herself and thing that had a bit of a... Yeah, the two of them apart. And she was like, what are you going to say that for? I don't know, she was just doing a Barbara Windsor impression at the time.
Although, isn't Ginger Spice a little bit sort of... I don't know if she's London, but she is a little bit sort of, you know...
Oh, Ginger Spice. Oh, yeah. Because the other one is... I'm that Scary Spice from the Spice Girls. Me and Jerry Halliwell, we had a little bit of a friendship. I pulled in it, they said, we had our wedding. It was lovely. I'd love to have another girl.
And Jerry was like, you're
having a laugh. You having a laugh, embarrassing me. How very dare you?
Yeah. So, right, I've gone off into a weird imagination thing there. Right, so...
Whew, now I can see why I had a headache this morning. I gotta say she's 43.
47.
Is she?
47.
Shut up, she's not.
Yeah.
Whoa. I thought she was younger than that.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
Because maybe 47 then is an accurate age. Because I know there was a lot of talk about when they were doing their thing.
Ah, there was,
It was like, four that, girls and their ma.
Yeah, there was a bit of that. It was anti-Jerry, yeah. Bringing them all out to the pictures.
It was a bit like that sometimes. I know it was, but... Anyway.
God, that's gas.
Still, 1 out of 3 is not too bad.
Not too bad.
Well, it's not too bad, yeah. As Meatloaf would say, 2 out of 3 ain't bad, but 1 out of 3 is all right.
Okay, yeah, 1 out of 3 is pretty bad. But you know something, it's the first day
but
of the week
I never
for
made
me.
The song, so it doesn't matter.
No, it didn't, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
There you go. At least I got Barbara Windsor right. The rest of them are all only jokers compared to them. Jokers! Go on, Arlene Foster. Happy birthday.
That's your news in Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Nice one, John. Morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning to you, gentlemen. Very well, thank you.
It's very good to see you,
Oh, yes, indeed.
How was your big long one? Did you have a good one?
Yeah, steady on.
There you go now. Tuesday morning, straight into it. Yeah.
We're continuing on from our references to Barbara Windsor and the Carry On movies there.
How
was your big long one? Oh, my God. PJ's in full Carry On mode.
I wasn't even thinking about it that way.
60s British innuendo. It was grand. Went down to County Clare, so we did christening there on Saturday.
Pretty good.
Amid the family members and all that. Yeah, so it was grand. Yeah, yeah.
Lovely.
Did you have a good weekend yourself?
Literally, you've described PJ's worst possible nightmare, surrounded by loving family.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, God.
The tender confines of the family and all that. Yeah, it's grand. Yeah.
How was the weather in Clare?
Hit and miss.
It was a bit mad out west, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know the way this...
It's a long way from Clare to here.
It certainly is. Ralph McTell,
I think that's the one.
I wrote that song. It's a very beautiful piece of music, apparently. It's only 2.5 hours down the road now with the old... M7 as the
now that it's open, now that it's actually working.
Yeah,
is it open?
Yeah, the three lanes are finally open. But
you're joking.
Yeah, you're still limited to 80 kilometres, which is very sensible. But of course,
but ludicrous at the same time.
Ludicrous,
you know
absolutely.
I mean?
You have a freeway at this stage now, so the autobahn out in North Kildare. But anyway.
It's brilliant, isn't it? So two lanes, there's now three lanes finally, and they've left the speed more or less the same as it was when it was two lanes.
It's the great Irish way.
Absolutely, safety first. But
so it was all good.
Pretty good, yeah.
Happy days.
Did you ever go win yourselves? You did.
Oh, it was spectacular, wasn't it?
Yeah, I've had better ones.
Oh.
It was all. It was grand.
Yeah.
It was grand. Yeah. It was lovely and sunny, I'll say that much. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Interspersed with heavy showers.
I didn't see any showers, though.
Really?
I missed all the
PJ
showers.
PJ managed to avoid it.
We had mad weather with basically, you know the way this, it's very close or with a clammy, heavy.
Yeah.
And so you'd have 10 minutes of that really intense sun and heat, and the next thing, an absolute shower lashes out of it. Epic, biblical, you know.
Really?
Beyond description, yeah.
Proper heavy.
Oh,
I didn't
yeah.
get any of that now. Got a few passing light ones, all right, but thankfully now didn't get the deluge.
Yeah, yeah. Cats and dogs and all that, but yeah.
PJ, are you sure you were actually in Ireland?
Oh, lads, the Dunleary Council wouldn't let that happen on the bank holiday. We don't have that around, are we?
Yeah, that's what you pay your rates for God's
sake.
Dead right, Jim. Whitney Houston, How Will I Know, and Daft Punk, One More Time. Just ahead of that, that was your Get Up and Go song this morning. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Back after the bank holiday weekend, Tuesday, 6th of August, almost 6:45. Good to have you along, folks. And thanks for all the WhatsApps, 087-188-0008, if you want to get us on WhatsApp, absolutely free, of course. Rick and Tanya, who are in County Clare, actually, which is where John was over the weekend. Do you know the Hart family at all, Rick and Tanya?
Do you know them, yeah?
Do you know them at all? There was a christening on.
No. Yeah, it was out that way. You missed them, did you?
Anyway, listen, Rick and Tanya have been on because they want to say a big thank you to their 11-year-old niece, Karis. At least I think that's how you pronounce it. Apologies if you don't. But anyway, that's what I'm going to go with. For a lovely 2 weeks before she flies back home to Florida.
Ah.
So, Karis, good luck and enjoy and safe flight and God bless.
God bless you.
And all that.
Back to Florida. Oh, absolutely. How will you cope?
After being in Clare.
Missing thundery showers. What do you do? Although I think Florida gets its own belt of mad weather, doesn't it? I think it really does. Sure, they're famous for all of that tornadoes and all mad stuff, yeah?
Also, Tracy in Galway, it's her first day back at work. She's at the Bin on Halls with the family visiting from the USA as well. God, everybody was over from the States. It's raining in Galway and Tracy's feeling a bit bleh.
Yeah, of course you are. It's back on a Tuesday. It's a short week though, so we can look upwards.
Yeah.
It'll all be over before we go.
We always say that, don't we? And then short weeks end up feeling like... Is this thing not over yet?
Yeah, that's true. Although it's definitely a short one for me because I'm gone again.
Yeah, you're
today.
Back filming tomorrow. And
yeah, so I'll be away for a couple of days again.
Tomorrow and Thursday, isn't it? And then back Friday. Is that the plan?
Yes. Unless I couldn't be bothered. But I think that is the plan, yeah. No, right. That's the plan, yeah. Back Cork bound today, yeah, of course, yeah. Deadly. Looking forward to
it. So you'll
be
back down there this evening, is it?
Yeah, I feel bad though, do you know what I mean? Because I go down there, like, they're at it every single day, hard at it.
Yeah.
Like, the crew, and they have been now. And I think they're into their 70-odd days of constant filming now at this stage.
Yeah.
And then I drop in every couple of weeks and, hey, how's it going? Is everybody having a great time? And they're like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And then I leave.
You're down there all refreshed and full of the joys.
And then I leave. And
it's just another slog day for them. But
and
you're
I'll
like,
be back
why
over.
Isn't everybody super happy?
Yeah, it's like you are continuously getting more and more tired of this all the time. What's going on? What's happening? Is the 13-hour days of endless filming getting to you?
I don't know what has been going on in your head.
Jeepers, and I couldn't wait to see us again. I'll see us when it's 100 days.
Yeah. Speaking of things to look forward to, Terry's just reminded us, of course, 3 more nights till Friday night football.
Oh, get off. Now, this is the time of year when we have to not like Terry anymore.
The Premiership is back.
Premiership.
And of course, it's the Puddlers who are starting it off on Friday night.
Is it, yeah? Who are they?
Against the Canaries.
Is it Norwich? Yeah. Oh, God, talk about handing them an easy one. Jamie, they'll be stuffing Canaries now, what do you think? Anyway, that's grand. As long as you win nothing, Terry, that's all that matters to us. We like you. We love you when you're not winning.
Give it a second and the old kind of, is that year?
It's our year. It's our year. Who could stop us now? It's our year. Unbelievable. Yeah, so hopefully, that doesn't happen. Anyway.
Michael, what's going on with
shows everybody? Shows a lot about us.
Coming and going to the States all of a sudden. Because who's this? Morning, guys. Headed to do something from Cork. Doolin, I assume that is. Heading to Doolin from Cork to pick up my son as he's home from visiting his granddad in the USA for the last 7 weeks. And then we're off to Split.
Oh, in Croatia. Oh, unbelievable.
From Amy.
Well, Amy.
Lots going on back and forth with the States. Everybody's back and forth.
Must be all the Trump stuff going on. People love him, don't they?
They're trying to get out of the place.
He's very popular now.
Very popular, I believe.
Jeez.
Very popular.
What a scoundrel that lad is. I can't wait to see the movie in years to come.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when we're older, and people will be saying, oh, sure, we are older. But you know, when we're even older than we are now, and people will be saying, what was it really like back then? Are you getting the feeling we're living in that time at the moment? You know that? But Brexit and Trump and all that, it's definitely like one of those we should remember this kind of moments.
Yeah. Like the way we talk about, I don't know, the Great Depression or the Black Plague. course.
Yeah.
You lived through the whole Trump thing, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
I did. I must tell you something. I was desperate.
Oh, honest to God. Very funny at times.
Yeah.
But desperate.
You know, a sort of a black humour.
Yeah.
Sort of, you know, you had to smile through.
He was such a tosser, you'd be laughing a lot now. You know, it's not often a complete idiot gets his hands on the reins.
Right, listen, what have we got for you today to try and ease you back into your working week, short one though it is? Well, we're going to make it a Double Money Tuesday because we weren't here yesterday, so we'll be playing for a lot of wedge, about 1,700 quid or something.
I think it is, 1,700 quid, yeah.
Or thereabouts on the Hitbit. So if you want to check it out, classichits.ie. And of course, at any stage, just let us know if you want to play. Stick Hitbit on a WhatsApp and send it to 087-188-0008. Magic Mike could select you to have a girl. So that's definitely happening. We have a brand new prize on our breakfast table quiz. That's up for grabs as well. Nothing to beat on this particular Tuesday. No player yesterday, so we'll have a crack at that. And also, it may not seem like a topic for humour as such, but there's a little bit about debt in the papers
today.
There is,
yeah. And we're going to have great crack with it.
Yeah, Dexy's Midnight Runners. Come on, Eileen. Here are Classic Hits, almost 11 minutes past 7. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim back after the bank holiday weekend. Hopefully it was a good one for you. Tuesday, 6th of August. And if you want to give us a shout, of course, 087-188-0008. You can get us on WhatsApp. Dexy's Midnight Runners. Come on, Eileen. A band, a big hit in the 80s, of course, and a band who, at the time, many people said could benefit from a blooming good wash.
That's true, yeah. Prancing around their dungarees, looking like right rail ragamuffins, so they were.
Ah, yes. They were a freewheeling bunch.
They were, in fact, hippies, like, you know what I mean?
They looked a bit like commune, all right.
They did. I know what you're saying. They did. They looked like a shower baristas is what they look like. A shower of very good baristas is what they look like. But that just goes to show, though, because they've done this survey, right? Survey of the day today. According to recent research, many couples admit that they share their towels with each other. What? Oh, my God.
Sharing towels.
Sharing towels is the latest thing we're not supposed to do, by all accounts. So in this survey, they question couples who've been together for 5 years or more about their bathroom habits. So, you know what I mean? Let people settle and get used to each other. So you have to be together and hanging around with each other for a while. You know, where you start tolerating all kinds of stuff you think you'd never tolerate. Yeah, you know that way?
Yeah.
No, like, where you're the one that goes to the toilet and doesn't lock the door and you give out when someone walks in. That's a real turnaround for... You know what I mean? That's not the normal way to do things. But when you're in a relationship for long enough, you can do all these things. So the findings revealed 56% of couples have shared a used towel with their partner. Oh, shock and horror. Now, that might seem harmless, but previous research from another survey done before has found that 90% of bathroom towels are contaminated with fecal bacteria, while 14% can carry E. coli. So we are dirty, dirty, dirty people, and you're using the towel of an even dirtier feck or two, is what they're saying.
This always rocks out, doesn't it? Because remember the one about the toothbrushes? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And basically it's just anything that's held in the bathroom, after the flush.
That's it.
Runs the risk.
It runs the risk. And then you get people like Mike, who use the same towel for 6 months at a time.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
He was going to bring it in, but it ran away. His towel. It did a legger when he heard it was going to be on. Remember that?
He brings it to the bathroom on a lead.
That was so funny, because he was talking about, he uses his towel a fair bit and repeat. I'll be honest with you, I do as well. I just didn't want to say it at the time because the ridicule of Mike was so much fun. And then Tara came out with this amazing one, that he was going to get a sexually transmitted disease, she said, off his towel. Which Mike, in fairness, said, that's outrageous. And I think it is outrageous. You know what
Does
I mean?
Did she say that?
You can't get one off yourself,
oh
surely.
My God.
Especially off your own towel. Like, would you stop?
If you got one off yourself, you may have had it in the first place.
Yeah, it wasn't the towel that got it. And they also say that they can...
But this is a weird one now. Are they specifying now, are we talking bath towels here? Or towels that people use after showers? Or are we talking quite literally? Because everybody...
Or towel sharing at all.
Surely everybody, you know, you have, say, a hand towel or whatever hanging in your bathroom, right, from when you wash your hands.
Yeah.
You use your hand. And surely that one, surely everybody shares that one. They don't have individual hand towels, do they?
I wouldn't touch them. Now, I'd do a full body towel, no problem. See them hand towels? I wouldn't touch them.
In your own house, I'm talking
about. I'd rather share the dog's bed.
In your own house?
I wouldn't touch it.
But you're on your own in
your
own house.
I don't know what she was doing with it. I don't know what she'd be doing with it. No, I wouldn't touch it. I wouldn't go near it. Someone comes out of a shower, they're clean.
Right.
Someone uses them.
But they've washed their hands.
Ah, what were they doing before? No. I wouldn't trust. I wouldn't touch a handheld in a million years.
What would they do before they had their shower?
But who cares? That's long gone. You know what I mean? Should there be music playing and everything in the shower? No, you wouldn't touch a handheld. Not a million years.
Sorry, when did music become a sterilisation factor?
It is. Cleans your soul, Jim. Cleans your soul.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Cleans the soul.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have you had a shower today? No, but I listened to an entire album.
Yeah, I did, yeah. Well, that's why I don't get things like you do, like staph infections and ringworm and mad bacteria, whatever it is, off your unclean, off your, like, silent and weird bathroom. So, and they also say reducing the risk, you have to make sure you regularly wash your towels. That's pretty obvious, right?
Yeah.
Of course you do. And they say never share them with your partner, no matter how close you are. Will you stop? Shouldn't you spend the whole night in bed with them probably the night before?
Well, yeah, I would have assumed there's a...
farting and scratching and everything going on.
There's likely to be a lot more obvious ways of... Although, mate, I suppose it depends. I suppose, yeah. Depends, like, if you, you know...
What?
If the towel got a bit mixed up and you ended up using it on a part of you that was different to a part of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know.
Ah, but you shouldn't be drying yourself that in depth. Like, surely you let the water do a certain part of the work. The air, don't you?
The air, yeah.
You know what I mean, yeah. Like, you do a bit of running around. You know what I mean? Let the air, like... You'll be shoving the towel right up your places, surely.
Don't call me
Shorty. That's disgraceful. Maybe I will just share the towel with the dog from now on. At least I can trust the dog. I know where the dog has been all the time.
There.
You know what I mean? Dog has natural cleaning properties to him.
So that's the next thing now. The next thing is no towel sharing.
No towel sharing. No, right. You can't do it, yeah.
You've got to keep your toothbrush outside the bathroom. Basically, what we should... Why don't we just move towards the idea of having a toilet pod that literally has nothing but a toilet in it.
Sure, that's...
to stop anything getting out of it.
It's going that way. And it'll cost you 1,300 quid a month to sleep on the floor of it. The new co-living, that's essentially what it is. That's what the way couples are after me now. You get it'll be 2,600 quid each. And you'll just get two little pods that are living like completely opposite each other.
Yeah.
And that'll be the size of it. You can go in and kiss each other in the balcony, and that'll be, and then you'll both have to go home.
We should install those. You know the way we've gotten rid of all the sort of phone booths?
Oh, no, yeah.
They don't matter anymore.
They were disgusting. They should have had a shower unit on the top of them.
Because
they were disgusting.
But why don't we should have used them, right? Should have got them and installed them in houses, inside bathrooms. So you can go in there, do what you need to do, in a closed environment, and then outside the rest of the bathroom, be spotless.
That's exactly what a shower is. What way is your shower?
That's a shower, yeah, but I'm saying you need it for the toilet. That's the one that spreads all the germs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sorry, yeah. Yeah. Do you not close the door, no?
I'm saying... Oh, for God's sake, it's unbelievable.
He doesn't close the door when he goes... Did you hear that?
I'm saying the toilet is what causes the problems in the general bathroom with the towels and the toothbrush.
Of course
and all
it
that.
Is if you're going into it. Jeez, what are you doing in there?
There you go, Tina Turner on the best. Tira Classic Hits, thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim, almost 7:22. And actually, on the subject we were talking about there, Debbie had a good old WhatsApp in. She says, the last two stays in a hotel, one of them in Ireland, one of them in France, and both had the toilet separate to the rest of the bathroom. They must have heard the show.
I've been in places like that. I didn't get it why at the start. And
to
then
the house that you grew up in, have a separate toilet to the rest of the bathroom.
No.
Mine did, yeah. The toilet was the toilet, the bathroom was the bathroom. The house that I grew up in as a kid, that's the way it was.
Really?
Yeah. Toilet was the toilet, the bathroom was the bathroom.
Oh, no. I never seen it in a private house.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, now that I...
Well, it was a corporation house, like, originally. And then, you know, because it was a housing estate. Yeah, yeah.
Gee, I don't know if I've ever seen a private house. I've seen it in new hotels, some fancy hotels. It would be, like, a little... thing. Yeah. You don't want to do
and then it became the thing that, you know, to knock the wall down and make it all one, you know, and all big open space and all that. That became a thing.
Yeah. Which is now what we're told is the wrong thing.
It's the wrong thing.
Because the hotels are going the other way. And that's why
let's go back to that.
But I don't like the new hotels and stuff. Like, at least with the old way, you used to go in and, you know, everything was secure. You locked everybody out. Now, you know the way you go to some fancy hotels now and there'll be a couple of people, like, you know, you and someone else.
The toilet's behind the blind or something.
Yeah, you know this sort of nonsense.
Or swinging door.
Or it's a little piece of glass. Misty glass. And you don't lock it or anything. I'm not into that at all.
I don't
trust anybody when I'm doing my business. I don't trust anybody.
Well, listen, I tell you can trust me, buddy. When you're doing your business, nobody wants to go in there. I can tell you that. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits. Thank you for that. Hit bit on the way. €1,700 double money today. today, despite the fact that it's Tuesday. So if you fancy it, 087-188-0008. And of course, if you're a regular listener to the show, even if you're not, in fact, I suppose, you'll know that my learned friend and colleague here, Mr. PJ Gallagher, is very, very prolific on the old social media.
Absolutely.
Big on the Twitter, big on the Instagram. Not that big on the old Facebook. That's not really your bag.
Not really my bag. But I will say I'm also not that big on real life encounters with human beings.
Well,
and now
the two have come together.
It seems like I've been doing it the right way all this time. So this guy called John Lawrence, right?
Yeah.
He's a professor in history at the University of Exeter. Now sometimes, and I admit it, we do these stories on this show, right? And you know, the person we cite as our expert, well, you know what I mean, he might be professor of excellence, or actually might be the professor of feck all in the University of
Hard Knocks.
Yeah, crocology, whatever. I was going to say two bad words, I'm glad they didn't. So this guy, he actually seems to know what he's talking about, right? And he believes that Facebook friends are actually better for us than neighbours. Thank you very much, Mr. Lawrence. Thank you very much. The virtual generation, right, this is where we are, has more meaningful relationships than those people that meet you face to face. And that's just the way our cultural historian is saying it is. So he says, right, in the past, right, years ago, communities, they were sort of forged by proximity. That's a hell of a sentence, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which often meant we ended up fighting with each other.
You know what I mean? By proximity.
Yeah, yeah, right. Because like we're
so basically you could only hang out with the people who were near to you.
Yeah, so you and me would be here, right? Yeah. And we're going, yeah, look at man over there. Wouldn't you look like over there and kick him in the back of the throat? Come on, we go home. Do you know, see that telly as we go and take it off him? Mind you, the days I'm talking about probably tellies weren't a thing. But you know, you get the ethos of what I'm saying to say. Right, so there was nowhere else to turn. But now, we've so much freedom to choose. We've so many different people we can connect with. It leads to a larger, stronger group of friends. We don't have that proximity problem. You can just block or ignore anyone you don't want to talk to. And that means our virtual friendships are stronger, they last longer, and they're better than the real life friendships of the past.
Wow. So you can cast your net further to find more people who are similar to yourself.
Yeah, and they don't bother you, but it's all on your terms. That's the main thing. He doesn't even go into that. You know what I mean?
This is your own unique spin on it.
I think me and Mr. Lawrence are definitely cultural historians of a different kind. Maybe, yes, but I see what he's talking about. And it's all on your own terms.
Yeah.
You know, these days, imagine the horror now if someone called up to your house without calling you first. So you throw a bucket of water over it. Or you just wouldn't answer the door.
I wouldn't answer the door. I think that's a recognised thing now, is the idea that unless you are actually expecting somebody,
don't ever.
Nobody ever really answers
don't
the door.
Don't ever.
Anymore.
I'll be there, ma!
And they certainly don't answer it without looking out the window first.
I never look out the window. I literally don't care. I mean, I'm not looking because
I don't care who it is.
Whoever it is, if they see me, then I have to open the door. So I'll be there, I don't care who it is. You know the worst thing, you come down and it's some goof or something. Hey, can I ask you who your electricity provider is? None of your business. Feck off.
Yeah.
So there's all this kind of thing. It gets done. There's a danger, they say, we get wet is the idea that it has to be a face-to-face relationship. Right? He's saying that's actually a danger now. So while all the experts in the world were saying, oh, get off the internet, meet people in real life, engage with your life, he is saying, this cultural professor is saying, the real danger is meeting people face-to-face. Can't trust them. He says we get all stuck into rivalries and we get all caught up in our us and them and look at your man over there and the state of the hair on him and all that. None of that happens online. Well, it does, but it's much more fun.
You just block them, you know, more quickly.
Yeah, there you go.
When they start turning into those kind of people.
So virtual relationships, stronger than real ones, than in the old days anyway. And we have the freedom to choose who we want to be in contact with. You know, and it doesn't matter what you're into.
So one of the greatest
disappointments... You'll find someone that has the same things, that's into the same stuff as you online, you will.
One of the greatest disappointments you have in your life is that there's just not enough dogs online, isn't it?
There's
not enough dogs with Twitter and Instagram accounts.
Wouldn't you love that? Like, seriously.
And then literally, your heaven would be made.
It's just going onto Facebook where it's just me and a load of little fellas on webcams. Hello, lads.
Yeah, sure. Putting up videos of their stupid owners.
Oh, it'd be brilliant. Look at this fella, slagging them off.
Retaliation for all of those dogs on skates videos.
Yeah. Shooting virtual biscuits at them and everything. I think I may have lost
him now. He's starting to drift.
But mind you, what you've just said is not very different to the internet. I look at Instagram all the time, and let's be honest, every third picture I see is a happy dog. That's how I chill out.
Fair point.
And that's supposed to be very good for your stress levels as well, as looking at pictures of animals online.
There you go.
I know when Jim does it, he's just thinking about what he'd eat them with. But, you know, for the rest of us, you know what I mean? Jim would be there. Jeez, I wonder. I've never had a cat and chips.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with the National Kart Center. If it's karting you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalkartcenter.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. Oh, he's gone for it this morning. Oh, I tell you something, he's laid down a marker this morning with that one.
I'm trying to copy Mike. I'm not quite there, but I'm getting there. I'm working on it, you know. Yeah. I'm working on it. And it is probably the jackpot that's inspiring me a bit. 1,700 quid of a Tuesday. For goodness sake. And it sounds just like this. So tell us what that is or what song that's from, and we'll give you €1,700. No problem, we'd love to do it on the Hit Bit this morning. So first up is Lisa in Galway. How are you, Lisa?
Hiya, it's actually Linda.
Oh God, I beg your pardon. Sorry, how are you, Linda?
Grand.
Sorry about that. Did you have a good long weekend anyway?
I did, I had a lovely long weekend. I was off Friday as well, so.
Oh, brilliant. Right. God, that is a belter of a break, all right.
Yes, yes.
And did you do anything in particular with it, or just relax about the whole thing? Or?
Not a hell of a lot, no.
There's nothing wrong with that, Linda, I can tell you. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Went to see Nathan Carter on Friday night, which was really good.
Ah, well, you can't
so you'd
have
need
a weekend.
You'd need a weekend to recover from that.
Right, let's try and give you a few quid then, Linda. What do you think?
I think it's Whitney Houston. How will I know?
Right, so.
How will I know? Did we play that earlier on, though? I don't know. Anyway, sorry, that was kind of in me mind. But anyway, Michael.
No worries, good old tune as well. Linda, for you, I've got nothing.
No.
Nothing.
Okay. Not
worrying.
Okay.
Oh, that was a cringer.
I could actually. Linda was kind of trying to bail out.
She was actually
early.
Trying to stop you. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Mike. Yeah. Oh, okay.
People don't understand is the stone cold stares I get in studio when I do these.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes it even worse for us having to do it.
We should really introduce a laugh track or something that so we can I can press a button.
You got it's hard enough.
It is hard enough. You're right.
There you go,
Linda. Listen, glad you had a long weekend. Enjoy the rest of the week. Take care of yourself. Cheers.
Not to worry. Thanks, William. Bye bye.
See you later, Linda. Right, I think it's William and Wicklow. Then, hey, William.
How's it going? You up?
Not hard at all. How are you getting on? How was your weekend, William?
I was grand down Limerick for I done 4 of a 5-day wedding. So I'm kind
of a five-day wedding. Wow, that's an epic.
Jeepers.
Who was getting married?
My cousin, she was marrying a guard, so they're all bogey hooers down there.
At this point, we would like to disassociate ourselves from all of William's remarks.
I'd like to align
his... Get a good name, you know.
Exactly.
That's great. Also, you really are in recovery mode then, William, yeah?
Recovery road for a while now.
Yeah, you'll need the rest of the week. Right, let's give him a few quid, help him out, Michael. What's your guess, William?
My guess is, who are you, buddy who?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Oh no!
Hello. What, who are you?
Oh,
who are you?
Who are you?
Ah, Jesus! This is not my generation at all, is it?
Yeah.
Seriously, lads, who is he guessing?
Well done.
I don't care. It's obvious. It's a Tuesday morning. Give me a break, will you?
Mike is just scraping. He was actually, you know, something between you and me, William. He was at a wedding and we're Roscommon himself this weekend, so he's not quite himself anyway.
William actually had
a way down to Roscommon now.
William had a better pun himself in there, for God's sake.
Jeepers. And there's William off to another wedding in Roscommon. Can't keep himself. Can't say straight at all. There you go. Anyway, 20-5. You can have another go with Damien Farrelly. Sorry about that, William. Thanks for having a go.
Yeah, Spice Girls and Wannabe, big number one for them. And of course, featuring birthday girl Jerry Halliwell. Jerry Halliwell celebrating her birthday today. 47 Jerry Halliwell is today. Ginger
Goodness
Spice.
Gracious me. I'm shocked at that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because you went a bit lower on your guess. You
I
went
hit
42
her at around
42, or something.
42,
or 43, something like that, yeah. No, 47 she is today.
Jeepers.
Happy birthday, Jerry Halliwell. She's a big fan of the show.
Well, there you go. Now we want to
Actually, sorry, just very quickly before
you
get into
go
that.
Ahead, yeah.
Sorry, just have to say, while I think of it, there's a lad called Bart.
Right.
And I met him on Sunday at the Realmwood Festival. And he's a big, big fan of the station, big, big fan of the show.
Deadly fair play to him.
And because he came up and he asked me where you were. Because, let's face it, we're never apart.
We can't get away from each other quick enough on the weekend. Like, we get on very well, I think. We all do. The three of us, we get on very well here. But let's face it. We're delighted to see the back of each other on a Friday. Like, especially a long weekend. It's like, see you later, suckers.
So, Bart, good morning to you. Lovely to meet you. And thank you very much for listening into the show.
Morning, Bart. Yeah. Trust me, he was happier to see you than he was to see me this morning. There's no doubt about that. Right, so I want to go on about this a little bit, right? A priest in Cork, right?
Yeah.
In Gurnabraher.
Cork.
Like, yeah, Gurnabraher, Cork, right? He has said that he is urging families to please not bring appalling items like cigarettes or beer up to the altar at funeral masses, right? Tomás Walsh, he is in a parish on the north side of Cork, right? He wrote in this in the weekly parish newsletter, right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to read it straight off the page, so I'm paraphrasing a bit, right?
You're not going to do your priestly impression then?
I don't have a good one, to be honest with you.
Right.
Now, you might say that none of my impressions are good and it's never stopped me before. I can see it in your face.
No, no, there was one. What was the one that you do a fantastic Dave Fanning, in fairness?
Oh, Dave Fanning, how's it going? Yeah. Unbelievable,
genuinely.
Anyway, going up to funerals.
It's not my favourite. It's the best one, it's just not my favourite.
Yeah,
my favourite's the Pat Kenny.
It won't be your favourite. Of course, he has to give one hand and take away with the other. It's unbelievable. That's what happens here in this this radio station. Absolutely outrageous. So anyway, this man, he's saying that he's had enough now when it comes to the bringing up of the gifts, appalling gifts, he says. So he's saying people are bringing up cans of beer and everything. You know, the part of the funeral where you say, but we are now having the gifts or bringing the offerings or whatever they're called. You know that bit? And you bring up whatever, something that represents the life of a person.
Ah, so it's only at funerals.
Oh yeah,
sorry,
no,
I got you. Right,
no.
Not just general masses.
Ah, oh, jeez, no. So why
that'd
would
be
you do
amazing.
That?
You know the way they give you the gifts to bring them up, like the bread and wine.
Ah, no, that's the water.
That'd be deadly if you're allowed to bring up your own thing. Yeah, listen.
No!
I'm not a big wine drinker myself, so here's a 6-pack of Heineken. If you could just do that instead.
Like the body of Christ.
Yeah. And I tell you, that wafers, they got stuck to the top of me thing. So I brought up a packet of biscuits.
So how could you justify that? It's supposed to be the body and blood of Christ. You know, a can of beer and a pack of smokes. The urine of Christ. What would you... That's unbelievable.
Who knows?
But no, this is funerals just at the funerals.
These
not
are
apart,
like
what the funeral they say.
Representative.
You bring up for something representative. How would this person live their life and all that?
Yeah.
So he's saying he's seeing unbelievable stuff, right? He's saying like people are bringing up cans of beer and smokes. The very stuff that killed the people in the first place. And that's what he says. In fairness to him, he goes, it's gas, you know. Celebrating the life of someone. Being an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Which is unbelievable. And then he's saying, and then football jerseys. He's the problem with football jerseys. He goes, now look, he says, I wouldn't have a problem if it was someone that was heavily involved in their local football club or GAA.
Yeah.
But he takes this particular dig at us, Jim. He says, these are Manchester United jerseys, he goes, and Chelsea jerseys.
He was obviously a Liverpool supporter.
Yeah.
Liverpool supporting priest.
If it was a slop hat, you'd be all right. Isn't that right? And he also says that somebody even brought up a big box of washing detergent at a funeral. I mean, in fairness, that's terrible. Somebody who was obviously some poor person who obviously spent their life washing up after everybody else, and then they did the whole.
It was a representative of their
representative
life.
She
ran the local laundress.
Absolutely loved washing. Loved cleaning up after
she was
everybody.
Never happier than when she was chained to a sink.
Surely there's better ways to, you know what I mean, there is,
that's an
there's
unusual
better
one.
Ways to remember,
I mean, however bad it might be with the cigarettes and alcohol, but I mean
the remote
if
control,
they are a representative,
people have brought remote controls, man.
Yeah,
I mean, some
almost
lad,
100% certain that was a lad who died.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You can see gender stereotypes here.
Straight
I'm just
away.
Saying, you're dead right. I nearly bet that this being what it is, it was some poor woman that was forced.
With the detergent.
That their family basically remembered her for washing up. Imagine the life experience the woman had, and they decided to pick up washing up. And it was definitely a fella, a remote control.
Yeah.
He was attached, he was like a torn limb. He sat there every day like a third limb.
To be honest with you, they were lucky to be able to bring it up as an offering.
Like a fifth limb. We all have three limbs.
They were lucky enough to be able to bring it up as an offering, because I'd say they were lucky enough to be able to prize it from his cold, dead hand.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Nobody's to go near the remote, right?
See, that's the thing about funeral. That's the thing about Irish families in the telly as well. You know, as soon as the funeral was over, someone get the remote control now. I want to go back. I don't want to miss the news. I don't want to miss the matches on. The United matches on. Get me jersey back off him as well.
Listen, so what he's saying you shouldn't really do this.
No, he's saying, look, there's better offerings. He's saying like a flower or, you know, a family portrait or a picture of the people. Or if you're a religious people, like a set of the rosary beads they may have had. You know, these things, he's saying there is more appropriate ways of doing it.
Right.
I kind of see his point. You know, I do. I see
his
point.
What would you have? Oh, sure, what the heck?
Eggs.
Not at all. Sure, it would have to be your Jake suit.
Ah, no. Don't do that to me.
Oh, actually, better again. It would be some dirty Elwyn scarf or whatever.
Ah, no. You couldn't do that to me.
Yeah. And I'd have to walk up onto the altar and go...
This is supposed to be appropriate offerings.
Sorry. I thought it was representative. Mike, am I wrong? Am I wrong?
PJ,
come on.
It's going to be a rolled up newspaper.
It is.
Just get over it.
It's going to be a rolled up newspaper.
Oh my God.
And
is
it's
that
going
it?
To be it's yes. going to be a dirty Elwyn scarf.
Oh my God, you're
and
right.
And that's if you're lucky.
That's it.
Otherwise it could be.
You're right. It's going to be a dirty Elwyn scarf and a rolled up newspaper. That's
yeah.
it.
And of course, and now it's going to be like somebody's going to have to go up with a fake moustache. Huge big fake moustache on the coffin, put it on the top.
Oh my God, I'm actually getting the sweats thinking about that. This is my legacy.
You know the picture that everyone goes up and sees on top of the coffin? Yeah. It'll be him dressed as the dirty owl.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. You know they put a picture of the person.
Yeah,
it'd be you.
And there'd be people there that don't know me going, in fairness, look at her. She didn't look
she
the best.
She looks like she's had a hard life.
She looks like she had a good innings. Oh my God, this is terrifying.
And they've left our husband's suit on us as well and all. Look at that.
I'm actually getting
it's a bit of a shiny thing it is, but still, it was obviously old. God love him.
They poured the arse and all torn out of it and him in the coffin. That's terrible, man. Oh my God, I've just realised my legacy is literally nothing but a shiny suit and dirty words.
I mean this in the best possible way, but I can't wait for that. This is going to be so entertaining.
Thanks very much. It's nice to know. Nice to know that my death is going to be entertaining for somebody.
Guaranteed Irish, you too. Mysterious Ways here at Classic Hits. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 8:21 on this Tuesday. Good to be back after the bank holiday break. Hopefully it was a good one for you. Just following on there from that little chat we were having there about the unusual gifts that are often brought up to represent a life at somebody's funeral, and we're talking about PJs in particular.
I'm still a bit shook after it, so I don't think I've...
Paul and Claire's been on to say we'll have to add something to it. Of course, we will have to include a pair of stolen boxers.
Oh, for the love of God. This is getting outrageous.
That's a picture of the dirty Elwyn, a false moustache, Jake's shiny suit, and... A pair of stolen jocks.
Oh, the legacy.
And in fairness, Margaret has a good one. She said, surely something dog related because of his love of dogs, naturally. So we'd have to bring up one of those poo bags. We'd have to have a poo bag.
Poo bags?
From collecting, from picking up after your dog. So that'd be fair, wouldn't it?
What a life.
Identify your love of the...
What a life.
Fabulous pets.
The achievements. Amazing. Newspapers and poo bags.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the newspaper, yeah.
Here.
That's brilliant.
Well, what would you do? What would be
and
for
of course,
yours then?
Your horse T-shirt as well. Maybe just a full horse. You know.
Yeah, but then
since
nobody.
The T-shirt was sort of life size.
Well, what would be yours? We're so smarty pants. What would we be doing for Jim McCabe?
That's true, actually. Yeah.
So Jim McCabe is in his box. It's his final. We're heading to the final resting place. We have to bring up gifts. Mike, what would you bring? I have to bring up something. I guess I'd bring. I don't know.
Exactly.
I bring a.
It's so. It's.
I carry a rock in one hand and a hard case in the other.
An uneventful life in fairness.
I'll be there.
Very little. Very little to remember.
Actually, yeah.
Oh my God.
I'll be there going. What was Jim McCabe? What's a rock and a hard case got to do with it? Yeah. That's Jim McCabe's life. Sums up. Put them either side of your coffin. He was always stuck between a rock and a hard case.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you'd have to. You'd have to have the coffins constantly spinning. What's that for? Well, because he could never decide.
He didn't know which way. Yeah.
He was never quite sure.
Yeah, torn tape. Yeah, the old torn tape coffin. There you go. That's what I do anyway.
Giant set of headphones.
Yeah, set of headphones, mate.
Set of headphones or whatever. I tell you what, listen. Actually, here's a good one for you, right? What about you, Mike? Why do we have you on very quickly before I throw this out to the world at large?
Oh, an old avocado and a coffee maker.
Maybe a football.
A barista would have to actually carry up the gifts as well for Mike.
I have to get baristas to carry them back, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. An Americano, a football, an avocado, and a set of radio cans.
He knew straight away. Straight away,
he's been planning.
No talk.
He has that written down somewhere.
Yeah, of course he does. Yeah,
he's left it in a drawer, just in case.
Now,
remember, have a look and make sure it's a decent avocado. And I want it ethically grown,
ethically sourced avocado,
and organic. So listen, let us know what is the one thing, right? Get us on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. Is there one thing that you think would be ideal to represent you? As an offertory gift when your time comes, as it will for all of us,
And preferably something that Father Tomás Walsh wouldn't be into at all, because...
Yeah.
Well...
The more slightly more outrageous, the better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because he's not happy about what's been going on at all.
No,
I kind of think now this is now going to be my new favourite part of every funeral. In fact, I think I'm going to start crashing funerals that have nothing to do with me just to see what they bring up in the gifts.
Exactly.
Just to bring stuff up.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Just bringing up random stuff to people you don't even know. Crying and all.
Yeah, funeral crashers. That'll be our new movie.
A lot of Paddy Power dockets. Just walk away. What the hell is going on?
What was that about,
Sam? Who's your man?
If you knew him like I know.
If you knew him like I know. Anyway, he didn't leave you a few grand belonging to me, will you?
0871 00008. Let us know, what would it be for you, right? What would it be that you would expect or want, maybe, if it was something that genuinely represented your life, brought up at your funeral? Right?
Oh,
this could get interesting.
I think you have a funny feeling this isn't going to end well for anybody.
Yeah, Texas and Black Eyed Boy here at Classic Hits. 23 minutes to 9 o'clock. Breakfast table quiz on the way. First one to play on this week because of the bank holiday, of course. So nothing to beat. Literally, whatever score you get will put you top of the leaderboard. And as PJ said, of course, then there's only, what, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, limited opportunities for people to top your score. So a good day to play. 087-188-0008. Let us know if you fancy a bash at the breakfast table quiz. In the meantime, some of the responses we got, we were talking about this... Well, furore that's erupted about the gifts that are brought up during the offertories at funerals, supposedly representing people's lives.
Yeah.
A priest giving out about cigarettes and alcohol.
Father Tomás Walsh in Cork, in the north side of Cork, he was giving out about the inappropriate gifts that to be the offerings, whatever they're called.
Yeah.
You know, cans of beer and remote controls and
yeah. So
all
we had
that
a little,
sort of stuff.
Little scoot around us in here. PJ came out of it very well. It's a rich life indeed that you have. A rich life you have.
Well, I realise my legacy is virtually just... It's the most pathetic thing.
Not at all.
A Georgie Elwyn's headscarf, a rolled up newspaper.
Yeah, a poo bag to represent
your
love of dogs. And a fake moustache to represent your young offender's success.
I'm not even a little bit happy about this.
Really?
The moustache is the best one there, and I'm only supporting role in the young offenders.
Anyway,
so there you go.
Some of the,
I still think a rock and a hard case for you is the best. It's pretty good.
It is actually, yeah. Or else just have to you'd have confusion as to where it was on, where the funeral was even on. Having it in multiple churches. Yeah, he couldn't decide.
He didn't know.
He's just, you know, he was not too much. He didn't want to offend any other church by not having it there.
He says not to do anything at all. He says he'd rather stay at home.
Right, so some of the suggestions. We asked you what would it be for you yourself, right? Somebody's texted in to say, hi lads, my camera and a bottle of whiskey would represent me, Karina in Rathfarnham.
This is it. These are all things that the Mr. Priest wouldn't... I don't think they like any of this stuff.
Yeah.
But if that's truly what represents people, if that's truly what they're into, I can't see any harm
in this.
Yeah. Or a packet of smokes, man. Somebody's a packet of detergent and a packet of smokes. That's a bit rough, I think.
Yeah.
Surely there's more to anyone's life than a packet of smokes, is there?
But it does... And the thing is, it does tell you a lot about a life. Like the person with the remote control... I mean, that pretty much tells you about that person. Everything you need to know.
You think, yeah. You know, there's...
Glued to the telly. All day, every day.
He won't be transferring his gym membership now he's gone. That's for sure.
Marion Sanchez has been on to say Mike should have added a fishing rod to his, because he does go on about the fishing.
He does, but you know something? He hasn't been fishing for years.
Yeah.
He's given out about it the other day. He wants to take us fishing now, but... He hasn't been out, he hasn't had...
We've resisted bravely so far, but we probably will end up having to give in before the summer's out.
I think so, yeah, because we're going to do some summer activities. Yeah. But he hasn't cast his pole, or what's it, your fishing pole out for a long time.
Rod, maybe.
But that's the one, yeah.
Well,
exactly.
I'm not talking about Rod, I'm talking about Mike.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mary also says that for her, it would be a few music bingo sheets.
Music bingo. Oh, I've done music bingo.
There you go.
It's a great thing to play. Oh, I love music bingo, yeah.
There you go, so that
you know
will represent
works,
Mary.
Don't you? Like, you play a song, you mark it off the list.
Yeah.
It's a great bit of crack. Great bit of crack.
Well, somebody was talking to me about another kind of craze that's going on with bingo.
Bingo Loco, I bet you
it is. Exactly.
Yeah, I know the
huge,
lad. Yeah, it's a huge thing.
It's supposed to be great crack.
Great crack, yeah.
You play excerpts of music and you have to do certain things. Like, if number five comes out, they might play Mambo number five or whatever, and there's all... supposed to be good.
It's
good
brilliant
laugh.
Crack. Yeah, yeah. I know a lot of them sees it, yeah, and it's brilliant. It's getting bigger and bigger. People are loving it. It's a great night out, actually.
Cool. John in Dublin's been on to say things to bring up as gifts at a funeral, a defibrillator.
You know, John.
There's no need for that.
I think it'd be too late for you, to be honest.
Yeah. Dave hasn't so much suggested a gift that would represent his life, but has said that he does want to have dwarf pallbearers.
Now, you see, that's just not fair on anybody.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Dave, now stop. You're messing there.
Calm down now.
Calm down.
Although I do, I kind of, I see what you mean. People would be putting their, no, I'm not saying that.
Liam says that a condom should be brought up to represent him because, to be fair, he is a proper, and you can fill in the rest yourself.
Liam, don't be so hard on yourself. Oh, that's the wrong word to use for him.
Dear. Somebody else has defied Priest Tomas's request and said that to represent them, they would have to have an 8-pack of Dutch gold and 30 grams of amber.
Seriously? And what? Imagine that's your legacy.
Not even
decent beer, but bargain beer. That's how you want to be remembered. Oh, stop. That's
John from Cavan has there. This is maybe one of the reasons why Mike didn't suggest a fishing rod for himself, because John was at a funeral where they brought up a fishing rod as a representation of the person's life, and the priest caught his hand in the hook.
Oh, for God's sake.
And it didn't go well. So you see, you have to be careful. You have to factor that in.
Imagine that. Imagine somebody actually caught a priest when they went, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, we were going fishing, yeah. Well, I didn't mean to, but I caught a priest. I still have them.
Right,
if you're 5 foot 10, yes, huge one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Picture of you standing there holding them in
holding
your arms.
The priest, yeah. Look at them.
Big smile on your
it's
face.
A big one, that one. Oh, yeah. Tell you something, you can't.
Yeah, Josh, you don't normally get them. That's why I was
saying. Oh, the mackerel you want. This fella's unreal.
Still time to get involved. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout on WhatsApp.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets some more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Right, here we go. It's a family break this week. Your chance to get a family stay. Two adults and up to three children at the Inn at Dromoland. The perfect hotel for your family staycation break this summer. Check it out at theinnatdromoland.ie if you want to get more information about it. What you'll get when you get there, dinner on an evening of your choice, and a pass for the children to the Indoor Fun World. You also get a late checkout thrown in as part of that prize as well. As I say, theinnatdromoland.ie if you want to check out more.
So there you go. And there is no score. This is, I was going to say it's Double Money Tuesday. It is, but that's a totally different thing. What we do have is no score because it's the first day we're playing the quiz this week, which means only 3 days left for, three days left. Oh my God, I can't count. Left to be beat.
These long weekends aren't good.
They're not
for you.
Very good. They don't suit me at all. No matter what score you get. So Jennifer Foley is in Dublin and she's going to have a go this morning. What's the crack, Jennifer? Oh,
hello,
my God, hello,
Jennifer.
I can hear you somewhere. How are you, Jennifer?
Yeah, I'm just kind of in the doorway here on the way to work because I've been walking.
Oh, Jesus, right. What, you're hiding in the doorway on the road somewhere, are you?
I am indeed. Well, right. in the Royal Hospital, actually.
Oh, well, a lovely place, in fairness, to hide in the doorway, the Royal Hospital.
Yeah.
That's
very nice.
Gas. Right, so, well,
what are you saying?
I don't know where to go with that. Where are you sneaking off to go to work to?
And I don't want to be saying.
All right, brilliant. Fair enough.
Well, yeah. Considering she's hiding out in an old prison.
Because I'm going to be late now.
Oh, God, yeah, right.
Right. So, in other words, get a move on.
In other words, get a move on. Sorry,
right.
Jennifer.
Yeah. 60 seconds is all it'll take, Jennifer. The very best of luck. Here we go.
What play does the line, "Wherefore art thou Romeo," come from?
Oh, Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, which US president came into office in 1961?
Pass.
John F. Kennedy. Whose legal thrillers included The Firm and The Runaway Jury?
Michael Gresham.
John Grisham, according to the Bible, what town did Jesus grow up in?
Nazareth.
Yeah, brothers Morris, Robin and Barry Gibb made up what pop band?
The Bee Gees.
Can penguins fly?
No.
Complete the title of this Oasis album. What's the story?
Morning Glory.
Deborah Harry is the lead singer of what pop group?
Blondie.
How many days are there in the month of November?
40.
Yeah, in what sport do athletes to compete in the Tour de France?
Cycling.
How many legs does a spider have?
Eight.
How many members were in the pop group S Club 7?
Five.
Seven. If you were born on the 1st of August, what star sign would you be?
I haven't a clue.
Leo, who hosted the first TV series of Mastermind?
Oh,
it's Magnus Magnusson. You know that mad name?
Yeah.
Magnus Magnusson.
Right, okay, but I tell you something, you were on a bit of a roll there for a while, Jennifer. Yeah. Let's see how you get on.
You just got tripped up at the start a little bit.
One, yeah. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 all the same.
See, it's a pretty good score.
Nine. Do you know what? I was going to say JFK, but I thought he got shot in 1960.
Yeah, no, it was a bit later than that, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So
anyway, listen, I'll tell you something. With only 3 days left to play, 9 is not a bad score, Jennifer.
Okay, great.
So fingers crossed. Now you can release yourself from your hidden doorway.
I'm actually on the walk there now. So thanks a million, lads.
Cheers.
No, we'll see you later, Jennifer.
Bye.
Good luck. Fly, be free. That's gas, oh, right?
That's
so
hilarious, isn't it?
Just no messing around there.
Right, that's it. I'm getting out of here. I've got to go to work.
Yeah, and not very often you go, how are you, Jennifer? Can we play this thing, please? I have to go to a private job.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick.